Ja, hallo zusammen. Hier ist Julia. Ich sitze gerade schön bei Sonnenschein im Garten vom E-Werk, kurz vorm Konzert von Mother Tongue. Und Christian und Sascha sind gerade bei mir. Hallo.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
How long has it been since your last tour in Germany?
It was about 6 years, I believe. I think we came here in 2010 or 11, right around then. So it's been 6 years.
Now you've been touring for 2 weeks. How has it been so far?
I mean, it's been amazing. We didn't think for a band that hasn't put out any new music in many years. We haven't toured here, as we just said, in 6 years. It's been amazing. The shows have been unreal. Yeah, we're blown away. It's been very good.
Fans have been going crazy about having the chance to see you again on stage. Why did you choose this exact moment to go on tour?
The stars aligned and allowed us to do it. We all have lives that music isn't our main income. We all have jobs and obligations, and it's hard to find time to do anything together, really. And it just so happened that we had an opportunity, and we got an offer for a festival, and everyone said, okay, let's check it out. And then we formed a tour around it. We're very blessed to be here.
Everybody just happened to be able to do a little time, and we weren't even sure if we could make a tour in the summer, because we were told that club shows in Germany are not very popular in summer. Everybody likes to be outside. So it was kind of like, let's just see if anybody's even interested. And thank you to German fans. We're here. That's the only reason why we're here.
Yeah, it's nice to have you. Yeah. Although you're known for your stunning live performances, the last studio album came out in 2008. So is there anything new in the making?
Well, we have a lot of music in the backlog, and even just in jams when we've gotten together to rehearse for this tour. We've played some really great music. And so we want to, but again, same thing with touring, it's a matter of time. Where do you find the time to fit that in? Because recording is a process that you have to spend some time to make a record, and we want to do that. It's just a matter of when can we make it happen? When will that all work out for everybody? This tour has been so amazing. We've been so energized by it that I think the will to want to make the time is probably going to be higher than it has been.
So you said that there are already some songs that you could use for a new album. How do you write songs together? Because I think you don't see each other that often. You don't have so much time together. How is it to write songs as a band?
We've had a process where a few of us have been able to get together, two or three of us or whatever, whether it being bass, drums, guitars. And then if it's something we really like, we kind of send it out to each other and the boys can work on it, and slowly then we get together again and take it to the next level. So we are trying to figure out a way that we can do an album that we will be proud of, obviously, and want to make. And we're trying to figure out the best way we're going to be able to do that with life in between it. Yeah.
I saw on your website that at most shows you allow your fans to audio record the show.
Well, I mean, we're a live band more than anything else. And I think we've always been open to fans recording the shows and having the shows.
Also, I think this isn't our income. This is what we do for love. Yeah. So to think that, you might lose money because you're giving people... It's not for the money. It's for our people. It's for the people that come to our shows and watch us live. That's what gives us the energy. So I don't think for us, it's not about like, you could have saved that and sell it. You know, it's like, dude, this is not for the money. This is because we love to do this, you know, and we don't have to do this for the money. We do this for music. That's why we all do have other lives, but we get to come on these tours and actually do what we love to do. So if it gets out and 10 more people come to our show because they got a bootleg, then we get 10 more people to our show that we get to have experience with. So I think that's also maybe part of the reason why we don't really mind.
Do you have this, like, you know, smartphone problem that everyone is like recording with smartphone, not really watching, not really listening to the show?
Noticed that, have you?
No.
I thought that was going to happen, and I really haven't seen a lot of phones. Like, you go to concerts, everyone's looking at their phone instead of the show and watching like secondhand, and I really haven't noticed that. Maybe there are there has been, but I really haven't noticed it. Have you?
No, I've just a lot of lighters come out and people start. No, I think the most thing that we get is people singing the songs with us or singing backing vocals behind some tracks that we like or Davo or Christian like for people to sing. It's kind of been amazing, actually, because every crowd has joined in and started singing. Good question, though, because, yeah, I really haven't seen much of that. Maybe we get it up more, and we're, like, recording the crowd more than they do us.
Not catching Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly. Some kid looking for Pokemon on our stage. That'd be great, though.
Well, what are your plans for when the tour is finished in a few days?
Well, I'm staying here for, like, a week and spend some time with friends, but then I'm just back to work. I owned two restaurants in Los Angeles and a bar, so back to St. Felix and the grind.
I finished. I actually play in other bands with Brian. We have another band, which is the album's being released in October, so we've got to start building up for that. And I'm not staying. I'm going back home. Everyone else is staying.
Is Germany your favorite foreign country?
Absolutely. I love it here. Every time we visit here, you know, we get amazing experiences, not only just wandering around your cities, but playing music together with everybody. I haven't experienced it anywhere else. It's really fulfilling.
Yeah, I think I've always told people in America and stuff, like, if I could move anywhere, you know, I think it'd be Germany. And the reason why, and I'm not just saying it, is because it seems like the youth of this country are just so relaxed and happy, and everyone drinks and smokes, and not that, but I just mean in a relaxed way, and everyone's just out to have a really good time, and everything feels safe, and the food's great, and I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong because I don't live here, but there's definitely a different vibe to where we live, and Germany's great.
Great last words. Thanks a lot. I'm looking forward to the show tonight.
No, thank you for being here.
Thanks to all the fans that have come out to every show that we've had this time. We hope to come back with a brand new album, more music, more love. And we'll be back.